Episode 15. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Follow along as I explain how to program a word guessing game in C++. This episode builds on a free 5-day email course that shows you step-by-step how to design and build word guess. This is part 3, so make sure you listen to parts 1 and 2 first. If you want to follow the code in the email course, you can visit takeupcode.com/wordguess. So far, our game doesn't do much, and we're going to fix that. The most important thing for you to realize is that when you're programming, you're not going to write your final code at the very beginning. I know, I've said this before, but I don't think I can say this enough. Programming is a journey. The next step of this journey is to change the winning message only when a word is guessed correctly. But isn't that the whole point of the game? It is, yes, but we don't have to fill in all the steps at once. A physical journey has a definite starting and hopefully a definite destination. You may or may not know how to get to your destination. You just have to start taking steps. Once you've taken a step, though, it's done. You can't change history. Sure, you can undo that step by going back, but that's really just another step. If you keep a log of all your steps, it will show that you went one direction and then back again. A programming journey is different, and the steps you take don't have to all be in order. Imagine being able to take a physical journey where your first step takes you all the way to your destination. You just have no idea how you got there. It gives you the chance to try out the destination and see if you really like it or not. Try that with a road trip. You get to avoid all the bumps, all the crazy drivers, and all the questionable motels and go right to your vacation spot. You can't do everything on your vacation yet, but you do get to see for yourself if the destination is worth it. Then, on a programming journey, you don't go back to the beginning and say, "Okay, it's worth it, let's go now." Your second programming journey takes you somewhere to the middle, because you might find that right there in the middle is a huge stretch of road that's still under construction. If you don't like it, you get to change it. Your log will still show that you went there, but you were able to jump right to the middle, look around, and jump to a completely different middle spot instead if you want. You're able to effectively rewrite history now. That's powerful. You can rewrite that history because all those steps never actually happened. It was a potential history based on your initial middle jump. The middle jump happened, but all the individual steps that you would have had to take on a physical journey never happened and get to be erased from existence. Let's say you like your second middle spot better than the first. You could, if you want, try a third middle spot. Hey, you could always come back. These are all single jumps, but they set the direction for all the steps you're going to eventually need to take to get you there. Picking good intermediate destinations is a good way to try things out before actually committing to a specific course. Once you finally find your best middle spot, you're not done. Why not repeat this process? I mean, if it worked good to get you to the best middle, then how about using the same technique to find the best middle step between your beginning and the middle? Right, you use the same technique to find your best quarter spot, and then your best three-quarter spot. It's sort of like a connect-the-dots activity where you get to add more dots as you go anywhere you want. The word guess game is a good example of this type of journey. Because the next step we take fills in some of the play game method, but it completely skips over how we'll get the words and how we'll scramble them. In fact, it initially doesn't use a variable at all for even a single word. It just says, "Guess this word, tree," and prints the word tree as is with no scrambling. Then we refine this a little and add a variable for the word to be guessed. But still no scrambling and still nothing about multiple words. Then we add a little more structure with another variable for the word that's been scrambled and even declare a method to scramble that word. But you guessed it, the method doesn't really do any scrambling yet. It skips over those steps for now. You can even fake it by coding the scramble word method to always return a jumbled set of characters that match the one and only word so far. Everything's good so far, right? If you like where your program is and how it's taking shape, that's when you start adding the details. That's when you start taking smaller steps. You might even get some code at this point that survives to the end. We know we'll want multiple words, so let's add them now. But we'll skip over all the code that allows us to select one word randomly. Just pick one word and write the code so that one word is always selected. You can always test other words to make sure the rest of your program responds well by hard coding another word instead and building and running your program again. Hard coding means that you have some value built into your program that can't change. Or if it can change, then it always starts out with the same initial value. Only now do we add the ability to select a random word from the collection. But notice how the collection itself is still hard-coded to only know about three words: tree, cat, and cow. A real finished program should have hundreds or more words available for you to guess. We're skipping over all of that and just hard-coding three words into the program. And the final step that the email course describes is how to scramble a word. It uses the same random number generation code that was used to select a word, only this time it uses the random numbers to select individual characters within the word to swap positions. That's it. You can keep going with this if you want. You can decide to treat what this course used as the destination as just your middle step for a more advanced version of the game. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.